WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, October 19th. Coming up, abortion clinic workers in the St. Louis Metro East say the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade forced many people from out of state to visit their facilities. We'll learn more in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The two major candidates for Illinois governor met for their last public debate before the November 8th election. Dave McKinney reports on the stark differences last night between Democratic incumbent J.B. Pritzker and Republican Darren Bailey.
Bailey wouldn't be pinned down about budget cuts he'd make, abortion restrictions he'd enact, or even whether he'd support Donald Trump in 2024. Instead, he found a new way to blame Pritzker for Chicago's problems.
Chicago is the nightmare called Pritzkerville.
Pritzker punched back at Bailey for his ties to Trump.
Darren Bailey is a threat to democracy. He has surrounded himself with January 6th insurrectionists, sought out the number one January 6th insurrectionist, Donald Trump's endorsement.
Wow.
And frankly, it's corrupt.
Bailey needed a big breakthrough at the debate as polls show the race tilting heavily Pritzker's way. This is Dave McKinney.
A native of central Illinois launches a live call-in talk show on nearly 500 public radio stations tonight. Jeremy Hobson is a former host of Marketplace Morning Report and Here and Now. He says his new show, The Middle, will be different because it's hosted by a Midwesterner, not someone from the East or West Coast, which is common for national NPR news and talk shows.
When you have a geographic and an ideological diversity problem, then you're not really listening to or talking to your audience because they are connected across the country. There is no network like public radio.
The Middle, hosted by Jeremy Hobson, will air the next four Wednesdays starting tonight at 8 o'clock on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9. If you want to call into the live show, call 844-4MIDDLE. Again, that's 844-4MIDDLE tonight at 8 o'clock. Two open houses at Champaign Unifor Schools this week yielded the same message. Parents don't want their children to change elementary schools next year. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
Parents and grandparents assembled in the Garden Hills Academy gym yesterday to discuss proposals to reassign students next year. Like the first open house in Savoy on Monday, no one spoke in favor of that change. Audrey Mock is a volunteer in Unit 4 Schools and the great aunt of current students. She would like the school board to slow down.
Don't wait till you've made up your mind to do something, then you want to come in and get the community's outlook on it. You know, want to see what they feel. Let us be in, let the community be in a discussion group. When you are discussing these things.
The Unit 4 School Board wants to reduce segregation in its elementary schools. One proposal would pair students from segregated neighborhoods. Another would reduce the number of schools parents can rank in the choice system from 12 to 4. The board is scheduled to vote in December on what changes to make. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Flu season has begun, and health officials say this year's strain will be especially bad. Dr. Robert Woodward of McKinley Health Center at the University of Illinois says people should start getting their shots now.
We are having people already coming in to get them. We are also having multiple flu clinics that are out in the university community, but we always like to see more. We have 14,000 vaccines here on campus, and we'd like to see every single one of them get into an arm.
Champaign resident Genevieve Gardner says she plans on getting her shot this year. She feels it's the responsible thing to do.
It's really important to protect yourself and the ones around you.
Health officials say this year's strain of the flu is likely to spread more quickly and have more severe symptoms. Still to come, we'll learn about the surge in patients to the St. Louis Metro East from states with new abortion bans. That story from Sarah Fenton is next on 217 Today.
Hi, my name is Ian Hobson. You know me as a world-renowned pianist and conductor, but he simply knows me as Dad. My son Jeremy Hobson is returning to the radio airwaves for a special four-part weekly call-in series called The Middle. Join him as he travels across the middle of the country talking to voters about the things that divide and unite us. The Middle kicks off live from Champaign-Urbana October 19th at 8 p.m. on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Abortion providers in the St. Louis Metro East for years have been absorbing patients from states with tough abortion laws. But now that more than a dozen states have restricted or banned abortion after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the region has become even more of a haven for patients seeking the procedure, and clinics are struggling to keep up. Sarah Fenton reports.
After the High Court issued its ruling in June, Dr. Erin King and her staff at the Hope Clinic in Granite City needed to figure out how to tell people in the waiting room.
The thing we hadn't really thought about was just the sheer impact of going back into a waiting room filled with 15 or 20 people from Missouri and saying, so you just came from a state this morning where abortion was, although not accessible, legal, and you are going home to a state today where abortion is completely banned.
The clinic's one of two abortion providers in the Metro East, across the river from St. Louis. The region's one of the closest places to get an abortion for those in southern and midwestern states that have banned the procedure. The Hope Clinic expected an increase in patients, but since the ruling, King, its director, says they've been swamped.
We're seeing 100% more patients than we were seeing in this time last year.
Since that day, abortion clinic workers like Kawana Shannon have kept a close eye on the news.
Every month, it seems like, another state is going down, right?
Shannon is the patient services manager at Planned Parenthood's clinic in Fairview Heights. She knows every time another state bans abortion, more patients are going to be coming through the clinic's doors.
Every time you pick up the phone, I mean, they're coming from all over the United States trying to get access. And the truth of the matter is Illinois is one of the easiest places to get your abortions done.
Planned Parenthood's Metro East clinic has also seen a huge increase in patients, especially ones from out of state. Dr. Colleen McNicholas is the medical director for Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region and Southwest Missouri.
We are talking about somewhere between 60 and 80 patients on the schedule every single day who are potentially coming through these doors for abortion care.
McNicholas says the clinic has added more workers and hours, but the higher number of patients is putting stress on everyone.
You know, it does take an emotional toll to sit with so many people who have so many struggles, who have to try so hard to get basic health care and to survive.
McNicholas says before the court's decision, people from outside Illinois and Missouri comprised about 4% of the clinic's patient load. That's about 40% now. She says patients have more complications and are further along in gestational age, since they need to travel farther and wait longer to get their abortions.
Regional Logistics Center, this is Carolyn. How can I help you?
To help patients coming to the region, the Hope Clinic and Planned Parenthood use a centralized call center at the Planned Parenthood Clinic to get as many patients as they can to the Metro East.
All day. This is what I do. Answer phones and find funds.
Carolyn Sherrell works in the call center. She sits in front of a slow-working computer with multiple tabs open on her browser, Booking.com, Google Maps, spreadsheets, and different abortion fund databases.
All right. So I was able to secure the funding that you need for your appointment. The National Abortion Federation did provide you with $405.
She answers one call after the next from patients across the country, Little Rock, Memphis, and, of course, Missouri.
All right, good deal. Verify that date of birth one more time. That database was moving pretty slow.
Some are stoic. Others cry with relief. Every caller needs financial help. Many aren't insured at all.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. You're welcome. She was relieved.
And do people cry a lot?
Oh, yeah, all the time. It's a sense of relief.
In the next few months, the two clinics could see some kind of relief. Another clinic just opened 2 hours south in Carbondale, and Planned Parenthood says it will begin operating an RV abortion clinic that can drive to different parts of Illinois. As long as states keep banning abortions, patients will keep coming to the Metro East. And clinic staffers say they'll keep on working to bring them here. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 48 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, Miranda Zonka, and Sarah Fentum. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.